This is Perek Hey, Mishnah Zayin of Baba Kama. The Mishnah is going to say, even though the Torah says specifically a cow or a donkey or a sheep or a behema, not a chaya, all eight examples in the Torah uses something like that, where it seems to be limiting it to some particular kind of animal, a class of animal. No, it doesn't mean that. If the Torah is talking what's normal. So when it's talking about threshing, it talks about the animals that are threshing animals, cows, whatever the story is. But it means any animal or bird, wild animal, domesticated, it doesn't matter. If you're responsible, or whatever the din is, it applied not just to that particular kind of animal, but to all kinds of animals. So this is going to give you eight. Exactly. So this is going to be, now we're going to discuss all eight examples in the Torah where it talks about particular types of animals, and we're going to say, it didn't mean that dafka, it meant any animal. Any animal. So here they are. Echad shor ve'echad behema. Echad kol behema. It doesn't matter if you're talking about cows or any kind of animal. L'nefila sabor. If it falls in the pit, the owner is chayav. In other words, the pasuk said, "V'nafal shama shor chamor." If a cow or a donkey fell into the pit, it doesn't mean dafka cows or donkeys. Any old animal, the person who dug the pit is responsible. That's the first case. The second case is lafrashas har Sinai. I always marvel at these mishnayos where it talks about things that have no relevance to going forward, ostensibly. So here it's talking about back in Har Sinai when they had the Hagbali, you know, they had the 3 days you couldn't approach the mountain. It said that you couldn't bring, neither you nor your behema could draw close. So you might have thought only the behemas couldn't draw close, but the chayos, the birds, could draw close. No, they also couldn't draw close. Okay. Hey, love, the third case is Tashlumi Kefil. The Kefil payment is, the pasuk says, I'll call Davar Pesha, I'll shor val chamor, on any nasty thing you do, talking about thievery. You rob, whether it's a cow or a chamor, a laseh or a sheep, etc. So it says, Asher Yashion Elohim, Yishalem Shnaim Lareu. Once they catch you out as being the thief, you have to pay a double payment to your friend. It doesn't mean dafka, cows or sheep or donkeys or whatever, anything. If you steal it, you pay double. The fourth category is Lechashava Saveda. That means for returning lost objects. The pasuk says, "Kitifka shor oyvecha." If you happen to stumble across your enemy's cow, in the street, ochamoro or his donkey, toa, and he's just wandering lost, so then hashev teshivenelo, you have to return it to him. Doesn't mean dafka cows and donkeys. You have to return his parakeet also.
What is the distinction then between four or five?
That is an exception. We'll get there also, but that is correct. That is a. The four, or four, oh no, we'll discuss it. We got, but that, correct. That's dafka. The fifth case is prika, lafrika, as the Mishnah says. That is, the pasuk says, kitire chamor son echa rovet tachas masao. If you see your, enemies, meaning even your enemies, chamor, his donkey, that's like crouching under its weight. Like it's overburdened. It's like having a hard time. So, v'chadalta ma'azovlo, Azov to Azov Imo. You can't just ignore the guy and his problem. You have to dafka help him to unload his donkey, because the donkey is the one who's under the burden and crushed, not the who cares about it? It's your enemy. The point is, even your enemy you have to do it for. But since it talks about a donkey, again, like the answer would be with all these kings, that's what you load up with burden, but notwithstanding, it means any animal. The sixth case is Lechasima. Chasima, the pasuk says, Losach sam shor bedisho. You're not allowed to muzzle. Chasima has muzzle. You can't muzzle the ox as it's threshing. Remember, the tie this big cow to the middle of a big heavy it's in a circle and it's pulling. It's walking in a circle, dragging this. I don't think of it. It's tied, so it goes in a circle, but it's dragging this kind of heavy block with spikes at the bottom. You've probably seen the picture. And it goes around and it threshes. It separates the seeds from the chaff on the wheat. The point is, you're not allowed to be chosim, and you can't muzzle it so that it can eat as it's threshing. So it can't be starving. And that would be true if you decide to use a zebra to do your threshing, whatever it is. So the same rule would apply. The seventh example is the kilayim. This we remember from Masechet Kilayim. There are actually two, if you remember, of the five Doraisa Isurim of Kilayim, two apply to animals, and they both are relevant to this idea of doesn't matter which animals. One is the iser of working two animals together. Okay? So we said that the pasuk says, L'sach l'sh b'shor v'chamor yachtav. You can't thresh with... Harisha is not thresh, it's plowing. You can't plow with your... together. in a single yoke, a set, both a donkey and a cow. It's not fair. Whatever the Tom the Krah is, usually the reason given is not fair because one's stronger than another. But whatever it is, you can't work them together. It's an Isser Kiloim, Isser Doraisa. Remember we discussed Iditarod, you know, that you using a dog and a wolf would be a similar problem. Any two animals pulling. Doesn't matter that it's Daka Shorn for more.
Even though they might be the same strength.
Right. That's the time of the crop, yeah. Yeah, exactly right.
Just only for threshing or anything, like a sled, you can use a dog and a wolf.
Right.
Say, a sled.
Correct, exactly right. And the second example, also in Kilaim, so this is the seventh of the eight, but Kilaim is 7a and 7b, is Ha'isr Laharkiv, the Isr to Slosarbia. You can't crossbreed animals. If you remember, the Isr is actually like physically like putting them together. But be that as it may, the point is you can't crossbreed animal species. Mules. Asr. So to make a mule, to have a mule is not Asr, but to take a horse and a donkey and stick them together like Lego blocks, that's Asr to do. So it says, you can't mate them together, your animals, lavdafka behemoths, it can be chayes too, you can't make a liger, you know, with a lion and a tiger, all that kind of stuff, usr. Okay? You can leave them, if you remember, you can leave them in the same pen together and whatever happens, happens. That's not the isr. The isr is actually physically sticking them together. Yeah. Yeah. Even if you're kibbutz, you hope they'll mate and make mules, that's not the problem. The problem is actually putting them together. Okay, which people do. If you're a farmer, you do it. Okay, and the last case is Vila Shabbos, also the halakha of Shabbos. If you remember, when you make Kiddush, you say, Lo sasa kom lacha ata vincha bitecha, and you say, uvemtecha, and your behema also. So you might think just your behemas can't work. No, if you have reindeers that pull your sled for you, so then you also can't do that on Shabbos. You have to wait for another holiday to pull it. That's that. So in all those cases, v'chein chaya v'ov kiyot, it doesn't matter, wild animals and birds, all in the same category. They're all included in those eight things. Im kein, that's true, lama ne'emar shor v'or chamor, why did it say things like the shor and the chamor specifically? Elesh adibur kasav behov, the Torah talks as what's normal, the way the world is for these animals to do this kind of action, but the truth is it applies across the board. Tov.